Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
For the next 4 hours on this very important transmission, I've got news of such massive import that we're just going to go to the special report here in a moment and then come back and launch all of this. But more information a day is coming out now about how deadly these Frankenshots are than came out in the previous 6 months. A real quickening is here. They've activated Antifa terror groups all over the world, not just here. Massive inflation is now proven to be coming and to be intensifying, and so much more. But if we're aware of the enemy attacks, and if we reach out to each other, we can stop it. Here is Darren McBreen's latest report on the incredible thought police launching total tyranny here in the U.S. and across the world.
And now to the growing number of hoaxes popping up online. Misinformation is spreading fast.
The coronavirus has created a perfect storm for conspiracy theories.
If you go online, there's no shortage of conspiracy theories.
There have been a growing number of anti-vaccination conspiracy theories online.
There's been a wave of mis and disinformation.
The internet has lit up with misinformation spreading nearly as fast as the virus itself.
Religious-based conspiracy theories surrounding the vaccinations are exploding on social media.
Wasn't Facebook supposed to take care of anti-vaxxer kind of groups before COVID-19? Why is this still popping up, and where's it coming from?
Why is this type of information so difficult to police?
In general, what we found in a bunch of studies is that most of the people who believe false news stories do so because they're just not thinking deeply about whether what they're reading is true or false.
Social media platforms have been able to ban a lot of this content, but it's become increasingly more difficult to enforce.
I know internet companies are looking at this. Do you wish that they would play a role in taking stuff down, which is as demonstrably false?
Yeah, in some cases they are taking things down.
We're hunting for COVID conspiracy theories. We report over 800 pieces of misinformation.
It's stuff that's sort of on the cusp, like conspiracy theories that could spread sort of propaganda or maybe harmful health misinformation.
If you're a healthy person and you're exercising all the time and you're young and you're eating well, I don't think you need to worry about this.
Dangerous misinformation. Let's report it.
A video making the same false claim was widely circulated on Facebook. It was tagged with a fact check that it's false.
Vaccines are inherently dangerous. Flag it.
False information.
I'm going to report this.
You know, it's false.
It's false, yeah.
And as bad as the globalist censorship is, and as much as they've been suppressing thousands of medical doctors and nurses here in the U.S. alone, not to mention around the world, the truth about COVID-19 is coming out. The truth about the vaccines not being vaccines, not protecting you, is coming out. The truth about the PCR test being fake is coming out. The truth about Bill Gates being behind all the companies is coming out. The fact that the Pfizer and the Moderna and the AstraZeneca and the Australian government vaccine and a whole bunch of others have been banned in Australia and South Africa and 21 countries in Europe and the Philippines and Russia.
There is absolutely no evidence or credible studies supporting any of what he just said.
I know my husband is not vaccinating people and putting a microchip in their arm. That technology doesn't even exist, and he's never uttered the words out of his mouth. So,
forget the conspiracy. Listen to our government agencies. These guys are telling the truth. You know, there's no conspiracy here, folks. Just right. Get your damn vaccine.
I'm not asking what's in the infusion. I'm not looking up all of the ingredients in the infusion. I am sticking out my arm, and I am taking the infusion.
We've got to shun folks. We've got to shun people into getting vaccinated.
We need to shun those that refuse to get vaccinated.
We must take the vaccine.
Put them on a bus and bring them to a mass vaccination site.
Woman. Listeners have rightfully been complaining the last 6 months or so, saying, where are most of the best-selling products you have that we love? And my answer is the supply chain has broken down. I have to either reformulate or I have to lower the quality to get a lot of these. And so that's why we don't have a lot of products in. That's why InfoWars is in financial trouble, is because if we had the products, you would be buying it. We'd have the money. But so many of them have been sold out, just like you notice a lot of other items at the store aren't available because civilization is being artificially imploded. But finally, X2 is back in stock with the good halogen, deep earth crystal iodine, so essential in your body. It's really the missing link. It's 50% off. We got a big shipment of it at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when it gets ready to sell out, we'll have to go back to near full price. Take advantage of this now. Stock up. And don't forget to take your X2, because I have a tendency to forget how great it is and not take it myself. But when I do, stamina, libido, energy, weight loss is incredible. It's essential. It's X2 at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Friday, May 7th, the year is 2021. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to be hosting all 4 hours of my broadcast today. Then the War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming up 3 p.m. Central. I'll be back this Sunday. I'm going to host the Alex Jones Sunday show that I've been doing for 15 years. And then I'm going to host a Sunday Live that Owen's been doing for the last 6 months or so until 8 o'clock. So I'll do 4 hours of live radio. And we're going to open the phones up the entire time and take calls for the general public to tell their stories of what happened when they took the vaccine or their family took it. Or if you're a nursing home worker or a doctor or a nurse or a lawyer representing people, you really need a place to speak because you're being censored, you're being blocked, you're being silenced all over the world, not just here. And then, we've done a lot of preparation for this. I'm going to do the best job I can. Next hour, we have Antifa attacks in Madrid, Spain, Antifa attacks in the United Kingdom, Antifa attacks in New York, Antifa attacks in Florida, Antifa attacks in Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, San Diego, California. Brutal video in Portland of hundreds of Antifa with M4 rifles coming up and pointing guns at people in their cars saying, I'll shoot you, I'll kill you, robbing their cars and beating people up, and the police do absolutely nothing. This is Bolshevik level. They pull the man out. They beat him up. They attack people in front of a school bus. And the police do nothing. So there you go. The police are a political organization in this country. They're nothing but the largest street gang in the country. And when they work for us, the Bill of Rights and Constitution, they can be a positive force. But in most places like Guatemala or Cuba or North Korea or China, we know the police are bad, right? They are. They're authoritarians. So just like that, it's who controls them. And the type of men and women that work in them. Because they know you defend a citizen, you go to jail. You end up like Derek Chauvin. And speaking of that, that's also coming up next hour. Derek Chauvin and three other former police indicted by civil rights charges in the death of George Floyd. And it's the Clintons and Obama that basically run the Biden puppet administration. And isn't it interesting that, oh, nobody got in trouble for Waco. Nobody gets in trouble for drone attacks that kill 50 innocent people at a wedding but kill one, quote, bad guy. And Obama says, I'm really good at killing people. And the Arab Spring that killed millions that Obama and Hillary launched and destroying Libya, you name it, or the Clintons running the Hutu murders or and the Tutsis in Rwanda. Oh, no. The cop that leaned on the guy died of a heart attack from fentanyl, he's now been sentenced in a kangaroo court by a Black Lives Matter members that wore their Black Lives Matter T-shirts and bragged they were going to be convicting but lied to the court. Well, don't worry. Now our new attorney general is going to show the world how good he is with more charges and more kangaroo trials because the feds are a bunch of virtue signalers. Virtue signaling and leftist propaganda is the CIA, the FBI, the whole government. It's how the multinational corporations cover up for their crimes, running death camps in China like big tech does. And they're teaching us our cities must burn because a few cops might have done something wrong. And ignoring all the rest of the mass death. It is a coordinated plan, but just chilling footage of Antifa burning down more police stations, more buildings, and then saying, we're going to do a lot more. They are the foot soldiers of Congress, of CNN, that calls them heroes and calls them anti-fascist, except when they do something bad, oh, then they don't exist. That's more gaslighting. So I've got this huge stack of important news and all the Antifa footage and the rest of it. We're going to be, oh, and bombs going off from the Islamists all over Sweden. But it's not even the news now because, again, when a Muslim blows something up or stabs somebody to death, yells Allah Akbar, it's not Islam. But we've got a bunch of footage of black people stabbing and beating Asians over the head with bricks. And the news says more Asian white supremacist attacks. They actually say white supremacism, record highs, attacks on Asians. Totally delusional. FBI says number one threat, white supremacist attacks on Asians. Just, it doesn't even exist other than one crazy pervert that went and shot women he was mad at because he'd given them all his paychecks paying for hand jobs. And you see on screen a brutal white supremacist, he happens to have black skin, beating. He's wearing his mask, though, so it's okay. Beating them with a brick for no reason. But that's okay because he's white. He's a white supremacist. I mean, actually, he's black, but this is really don't tell the New York Times. So that's all coming up, as I told you, in the second hour. Now, the first thing I want to get to is the big issue overall. And, of course, there's forced inoculation, the fact that the injections are killing people, and the fact that the University of Texas knew 9 years ago that they tested 3 COVID vaccines and it killed the mice that were given the shot, causing blood clots because the body starts eating holes in itself, particularly the lungs. We're going to get to all that, too. And I'm going to open the phones up. We're first going to call back folks that were on the line yesterday that I didn't get to. We're going to open the phones up again for people to tell their testimony about whether they love the vaccine or had no problem with it or whether it was detrimental. It's, you know, your chance unfiltered to be on air with us. We don't screen your calls other than to make sure you're on topic and that you've got a good telephone. And boy, there's been big developments. China's top health authority urges halt to compulsory vaccination, stresses voluntary free inoculation, as in the West they push forced inoculation and bullied inoculation. That is all coming up as well. So we've got that and all the massive race war news coming up as well. Because all this is a multi-pronged attack. You've got the race riots that cover up the economic collapse that's coming from inflation. But those are two weapons against the general public, but they want to have us fighting while they do it. Then you've got the whole COVID lockdown that's causing the worldwide starvation, the collapse itself, and the police state. And the overarching system that comes with that, that the media praises when police beat up black people, white people, it doesn't matter, for not wearing their mask or not quarantining or having a church service. And then, of course, you've got the spiritual prong attack, all the Satanism and occultism being promoted. And with that, all the gaslighting by design. Oh, Antifa doesn't exist. Oh, loving capitalism is white supremacist. Martin Luther King was a racist. He's with the white supremacists. They actually say that now. And, oh, abortion is good for children, says AOC. Planned Parenthood is a pro-life organization. Killing babies is pro-life. AOC calls herself a Planned Parenthood baby. We've also got a bunch of new crazy pronouns where they're calling people that have a baby birthing individuals. It's a more bizarre takeover, like space aliens have landed. That is all coming up today. And you also have Biden's DOJ demands access to Arizona election audit. They're trying to block that now because the audit obviously is finding massive evidence of no signatures on a lot of these mail-in ballots. Total fraud, ladies and gentlemen. People voting two or three times. Oh, yes, they're really upset. They're really worried. But the first big news is the economy and the inflation that they cannot hide and just how bad that's going to be. I've got a very clear image on exactly how this is going to unfold, how they're going to try to manage this inflation. But it's not going to work on the other side, so brace yourselves for that. I'm Alex Jones. It's Friday, May 7th. The year is 2021. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Folks like to dress up in leather outfits and ride around on their motorcycles and everybody other big outlaws. A lot of guys like to get into jiu-jitsu and, you know, get in great shape and learn how to fight really well, and that's great. I think that's fine. In fact, I like all that because we need to be extremely male in a society trying to tell us to be little passive slaves of the system. But I'd really like to see all the tough guy men out there spend a little less time hanging out with other dudes, acting tough, and a little more time being politically engaged. Now, I know when you do that, you get put in prison like the Proud Boys. Or you get attacked like InfoWars. But I really need all those tough guys to get engaged. And I know Rolling Thunder's a lot of great veterans and patriots that like their fun motorcycles. Motorcycles are awesome. Probably nothing funner out there other than, what's Waylon Jennings say? Guitars, attuned good and firm, feeling women. But the Pentagon said, you're not welcome here, Rolling Thunder, this year. That's because our country's been taken over by the Chi-Coms and the globalists. And it really is happening. And they really are destabilizing the country. And they're going to mask the coming economic collapse that's already begun with racial riots this summer that are going to really make even the burning down of Detroit and other cities in the 1960s pale in significance. And I'll be covering that, as I said, next hour. But as we speak, the puppet president of the O'Harris administration, it really is Obama and then their puppet Harris, Biden can't even read off a teleprompter most of the time now unless he's particularly hopped up on amphetamines in the morning. And he's saying, oh, I didn't think we'd turn things around from COVID and the economy right away. That's why we need more stimulus. In fact, as soon as I heard he was giving a speech 10 minutes ago, I said, let me guess in a transcript, he'll say the answer is more stimulus. Well, no, that's why people won't go to work because they're getting a check. They go buy things, and then that makes prices go up and scarce commodities because no one is growing the crops or delivering the cattle to slaughter or building the microchips, or cutting down the timber, or growing the corn, or smelting the steel. That's why steel tripled in prices the last few months. That's why corn's up 80% in the last few months, set to triple. That's why food prices are set to be up 76% by the end of summer. Current purchases around the world of crops going in. There's such a scarcity, people are buying the crops before they're even planted. And I've got all that data here. I told you last year, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. Then the UN will organize that giant third world collapse to break our borders, to flood us, and they'll have a giant underclass permanently controlled. And that's in the globalist documents. People keep asking how I predict everything. It's all there. They create crises, offer a solution that creates a bigger crisis that gives them more power, and they repeat it over and over and over and over again. And they use the Hegelian dialectic where one leftist calls for sterilizing all boys at birth. They're actually doing that in academic circles. And then Caitlyn Jenner says, oh, no, let's sterilize the boys, but let biological girls only compete with each other, and then he's a hero. It's how they move the Overton window of what you'll accept. Oh, where it's good cop, bad cop. Oh, the good cop just says I'm going to jail. The bad cop says he's going to beat me. We you shouldn't even be going to jail in this hypothetical. But still, the good cop now you see is your savior. It's basic psychology, and we sit here like idiots and go along with it. So, let's play a few minutes of Biden. Remember, it wasn't COVID killed the economy. It was the lockdowns. And India is starving to death, and they went back under lockdown after a year of being under lockdown. And so more people are starving to death, and they call it COVID. They're not even testing them. And I predicted a year ago that would be the case. The UN admits 280-something million people are starved to death. Already tens of millions extra have died. That's the plan. Record-level low birth rates in the West. Half the business is out of business. But you got all this free money. See, while they're euthanizing you, America is in hospice. And what do they do when, oh, you're so old, grandma doesn't feel well, you know, she's a little out of it, her life's not that good. You put them in hospice, and some hospices really help really sick, dying people, but a lot of them are kind of wink, wink. We're going to put you on what they call memory care, where you don't have memory and everybody's taking care of you and checking on you. And yeah, you're in a little pain. Let's give you some opium. Let's give you some painkillers. Let's give you some morphine. And then it's just kind of, oh, you don't eat anymore for a few weeks, a few months, and you die. And America's on the drip, drip, drip of free money, and nobody wants to go back to work, and it's so much fun, and it's so cool. But then every business I talk to, whether it's flooring supplies or concrete or oil and gas, or whether it's food production or whether it's supplements, which is really just food production, concentrated food production, ammunition, textiles, everything you can't get. And it's permanent because we built this giant infrastructure, and then once you shut half of it down and say it's not essential, well, then it doesn't have the reach anymore. They have a third less drivers they need just to deliver gas, oil, and natural gas. Diesel shortages, everything, because the humans aren't there to run it. Because they were paid to stay at home, and many of the businesses they serve are shut down. And so for a truck to come to your small town, it needed 5 gas stations to serve. And it needed to hit 6 or 7 towns that had that many gas stations to come all the way out there. But now that half the gas stations shut down, now that most of the folks don't travel anymore or do anything in a small town, they just sit there and get their paycheck, well, now there aren't as many food deliveries in the town. There aren't as many gas deliveries. And then that breaks down the whole society, and soon there's nothing. And that's the post-industrial world that the UN signed on to at Rio de Janeiro in 1992 with George Herbert Walker Bush. It's all computerized. It's all actuaried. It's all battle planned. It's all prepared. And they meant the lockdowns to go a little bit longer in the U.S., they're still going on in Europe and Canada, and they're never going to recover there already. And Africa's starving to death, and Latin America's starving to death and collapsing, and the Middle East is, and parts of Asia, and they're all getting organized by the UN to come to Europe and here, and they're going to be filled full of hate of white people and taught Marxist-Leninist world government theory, and they're going to be given free credit cards and free money, because after all, the globalists are using that as a weapon to devalue all your savings and to drive up prices. And so all the yuppies want to, and all the trendies want to watch their Netflix and go to the coffee place and get their check and, oh, it's for the earth and wear their mask and feel like they're getting ahead. And this is all, remember, oh, it's like a 2-week extended spring break, they said 14 months ago. Be a hero. It's just 2 weeks. Stay home. And then it was a year in Europe, a year in Canada, 6 months here, and total collapse around the world. And I'll show you the numbers, I'll show you the statistics when we come back. And so now the third world collapse and the weaponized UN system is coming for everybody. Congress, our governors, everybody better wake up now and realize this, because most of them aren't even informed on this. They're getting their advice from Frank Luntz, the Democrats. Frank Luntz couldn't find his ass, his big giant fat ass with both of his perverted hands. Be right back. Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate fish oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate fish oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate fish oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down the river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British...
All right, I'm going to give the phone number out here in a few minutes. And we're also going to get on the board callers that I promised to call back here today that we're still holding when the broadcast ended. your stories of vaccines. Did you love them? Did you hate them? Was there any response? Did you get sick? Did you feel great? Like different CNN hosts have said, they just was euphoric and it was like taking a wonderful drug. All pure bull, of course. I'd like to hear from you. How long is the number out now? 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. And that is obviously for first-time callers who are medical workers or nurses or people that work in pharmacies, people that work in nursing homes. We'd like to hear your take. 877-789-2539 today. And as I said, I'm going to get into the whole race war. The globalists are trying to start to overshadow and smokescreen that it's an economic collapse we're witnessing. The Federal Reserve trying to cover up for hyperinflation, which is really almost a form of stagflation, because you're going to have a shutdown and a shortage of goods and a shortage of workers because they're paid not to work. But then you're also going to have an increase in prices because of scarcity. We haven't seen that since the 1970s. You know, economists can argue all day about what this is going to do, but there's a race to devalue currencies around the world, and Joe Biden wanting to print $4 trillion certainly isn't going to help. But we passed that Rubicon a long, 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 long time ago. By the time Trump was trying to restart the economy doing it, we were far gone at that point. These global currencies are going to have to be reset. The globalists are going to reset them where they get all the money up front while it still has value, and you get the debt on the other side. Then they're going to tell you, well, submit to our political whims, and we'll give you a universal income of $1,200 a month on average or so, which, again, in this future won't buy you a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. So I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not trying to be negative. It was not hard last year, but I was on air to say, the smartest bet you can make is getting storable food and getting out of the cities, because this lockdown is never going to end. They'll take it off for a little while, only to put it back on. That's the plan. We've got all their battle plans. My goodness. We've got their playbooks. And you see it already happening in Europe and other areas. It's coming back here. They're saying, oh, now for the flu or now for new variants. But they always want you to think you're going to get out of it so you don't ever resist. And when they finally clamp down the third or fourth time, it'll never come off. It'll only get tighter and tighter and tighter, as you see already happening in Spain and in London and in areas of Canada where they are under real hardcore martial law. The answer is stop complying, stop following it. The government's outlaw, the government's criminal, the government's oppressing you, the government's not legitimate, it's Chi-Com globalist run. So following its directives is now a crime against your family and humanity. Any of this unconstitutional crap, any of the contact tracers, any intimidation to have inoculations, anybody telling you you got to wear a mask, anybody giving you this crap is part of the enemy army, literally, that engineered this whole damn thing out of Wuhan. And it is a real virus. If you don't have your right vitamins and minerals, any virus can kill you deader than a hammer. But I showed you the University of Texas, level 4, bioweapons lab, one of the top 5 in the world, tell you 9 years ago that they tested coronavirus vaccines on lab rats, and it killed them with blood clots. And so that's the bottom line. Yeah, when I tell people that it's a UN consortium of Soros, the British royal family, and the Clintons, globally get hundreds of millions of dollars now, where governments, I mean, Texas coughed up several billion to Google to run contact tracing. It's like $3 billion the governor did. And then that's given to Google, and then they hire leftists out of a database, and they're giving them law enforcement power in many areas of the country and the world. I mean, these are gangs, folks. You know, you heard of the Mexican Mafia, you heard of the Hell's Angels, you know, MS-13, the Chinese Triads. You all heard of those kind of gangs? Those kind of gangs are nothing. This is big tech and the lawyers and the media and the Democrats and the foreign banks and the Chinese and the Islamists and Hollywood all ganged up on us with academia as well. That's why Rebel Media, such great folks, had their banking taken away from them yesterday with their PayPal, because they're a good, decent media group. The globalists want to do it to everybody. So we got to create our own banks, our own systems, our own infrastructure. And people are starting to do that, and I'll just leave it at that. But separately, steel prices have tripled, corn has exploded, every commodity is exploding. And that's why I said, get into a basket of commodities. That's my advice to myself, if I was an investor. And get invested in a place in the country, doesn't need to be fancy, but away from people. And know your neighbors, and have friends and family that are aware. And having your own gang, your own people to watch each other's back, is the most valuable thing in this universe, other than a relationship with Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And so you better get ready now. I mean, look, I told you this a year ago. Buy ammo, buy guns, they're going to steal the election from Trump. Then they're going to really clamp down. They're going to start a race war as the cover for the economic collapse. This is all a battle plan. We know what they're going to do. We should have been able to stop it. Enough folks didn't listen. Now people are listening. And I don't say that to act tough. I don't say that to be impressive. It's just everybody needs to know what you've done keeping us on the air. We have all the big so-called government intelligence agencies listening. They're now just like vestigial webs on a Labrador retriever's feet. Or it's like a like people that grow a sixth toe or something. They don't run anything. They don't have any power. They're just puppets. It's the corporations, the private groups, the big tech. It's got their own hit teams, their own labs making deadly synthetic drugs. I mean, just their own pedophile operations. This giant industrial level evil just chewing up humanity like a combine cuts wheat or bales grass into bales of hay. And as soon as we realize how much trouble we're in, we'll be able to turn this around. But I told everybody this, so I'll do a plug right now because I sell and stay on air with what I do myself. And I went out and got the best horrible food company. We sell it directly from InfoWarsStore.com, their full catalog. You get 10% off, the lowest price already out there. But I can only run that until next week, next Wednesday. And they've already gone up on prices three times the last year. Other groups have gone up way more than that because we told you the food prices are exploding. So I would get 2020 food prices now at preparewithalex.com or just find the subsection for storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. And I would buy a lot of food. I'm buying more storable food. I'm buying more ammunition. I am selling my house in Austin. Just had the realtor photographer over to get that done. And I am telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, that there's a 90% chance we're going to go road warrior in this country for probably 5-10 years. I mean, when this is all over, I wouldn't be surprised if 50 million, 100 million people aren't dead. And you know, I've never talked like that in my 27 years on air. I genuinely think that 90% chance it's all over. Okay? Long, evil, dark age, giant wars, bioweapons for real being released, probably even nuclear war. I mean, it's on. The collapse of civilization's here. So I would get storable food while you can. I believe, and my supplier has scaled up triple what they were just 2 years ago. The Metro put our money where our mouth is. That there will be giant lines for food within 6 months to a year. And I hope I'm wrong. I hope some miracles happen, but that's the trajectory of where we're going. So I'd get ready now, 3 months, 6 months, your supplies. InfoWarsStore.com, ParallelAlex.com, or 888-253-3139. All right, I'm going to finish up with economic news. Take your phone calls on the vaccines you've taken or what you've heard.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love.
Let's go to Luckenbach, Texas.
Let's go to Luckenbach, Texas.
Hell, I might actually move out by Luckenbach. I'm looking at that. The successful life we're living.
The successful life we're living.
Crank it up for a minute for me.
Like the Hatfields and the McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs, Blueberry's train songs, and blue eyes crying in the rain. Out of Luckenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
You know, sometimes when I want to play a little bit of music, I want to just cut to a shot, maybe of the wall, so I have to stare at my ugly fat head while we play it.
So maybe let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This golden tie is choking me, in your high society you cry all day. We've been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, 4-car garage and we're still building them.
They can't keep up with the Joneses. All right, folks, welcome back. I really appreciate y'all. It'd be nice to be sitting out on the creek somewhere fishing, listening to a little bit of Waylon Jennings and Willie and the boys. Never got a chance to hang out with Waylon Jennings, but I have hung out quite a bit with old Willie Nelson. And I've hung out quite a bit with Waylon Jennings' son, who's just as talented as he is. You know, usually a lot of times the son isn't as talented as the superstar father. But old Shooter Jennings is amazing. There's a lot of big genres of music. He's invited me on the road with him and stuff. I never had time to do it. But after the collapse, we'll probably all have a lot of time to sit around. Hopefully we'll all have food during it. Let me get real serious. It's hard to go ahead and just say all these things on air. But I meant everything I said earlier. They have designed a planetary collapse. And they're not just going to collapse the third world and let folks starve to death in mass. They're planning to use major civil unrest and civil war here to just destroy our political system, destroy our prosperity, and create so much hell that we accept the end of all our basic freedoms going forward. And the whole COVID lockdown is just the first salvo of that to get us off balance and get us prepared for it. And so if I was you, I would get ready. And that means spiritually get ready. It means sit down with your friends and family and have real talks with them. I've been having talks with my friends, my family, my wife on a daily basis. I just stop people when we're standing around the break room or when I'm at home with my children at night. And I just get my wife by the arm and I say, listen to me. All this stuff isn't going to be here soon. 90% chance. And she's seen me right enough and she knows I'm not joking around. And she understands it. But I've got to get this straight through my head, too. We don't have a lot of time. Every day, every week, we're still on air is a blessing, folks. I really don't think we're going to be on air in a year on the current trajectory we're on. The globalists aren't going to give Trump a chance. They're not going to give the Republicans a chance to take back the House and probably the Senate. They had to steal that last election. That was a landslide. They're making their move, people. This isn't a damn drill. Everything else you saw was a probe. Everything else you seen was a test. Getting chills right now like a lightning bolt just struck me. You know when I get the chills? When I'm right. The chills are when your spirit knows you're right and says, that's it. The creepy crawlies in the back of your neck when you're around somebody creepy that you're in your soul's telling you they're bad. You need to start following those feelings, folks. And all the evidence for the feelings is right here, too. We better get on our knees and pray to God. Look, tell me which callers were on the line yesterday so I can go to them first when we start the next hour. I know it was Nicole and Sarah and a few others, but just a little. Oh, I see it says yesterday. So I'll go to Nicole and Brian and others that were holding first, and then we'll get to Ed and John and Nelson and Creed and Sarah and so many others that are patiently holding when we start the next hour. And then I'll get into the Antifa communists and what they're doing around the world and all the rest of it after we've done that. But these are the times that try men's souls, make no mistake. And then one of my writers came over to me and gave me this article. It's in BuzzFeed. It's in the Daily Beast. It's in Sputnik. And it's coming out, the divorce of Bill and Melinda Gates. And what did I tell you that my gut, all the evidence told me was why Melinda Gates left him, was to keep the foundation safe when he goes down. And to move the halo, as Dr. Mercola said, he had a better way of saying it, from Bill, who's going down, to Melinda. Melinda's just as bad from our intel. But what's the final straw for her? Not just Jeffrey Epstein he hang out with, another dead arrested pedophile. Who was that big Canadian fashion guy turned out a big pedo, best buddies with him? Peter Nygaard. That's right. Thanks for remembering that. So there you go. Melinda Gates reportedly turned on him over the fact that he likes to hang out and have sex with 12-year-old girls. Some of them, well, that's what we know, are at the houses he stayed at, flown in on airplanes, bought from their parents in Bosnia-Herzegovina. Yeah, that's their favorites. 9 times out of 10, their little harems are Eastern European girls. Out of Ukraine and out of Serbia, Bosnia, Albania. They just sell their children. Well, people have been selling their kids for a long time over there since the Muslims took over. They invaded over 1,000 years ago. They stopped them a bunch. Of course, they had to stop them now. Old Clinton bombed Serbs for daring to fight the precious little Muslims. Canadian fashion mogul Peter Nygaard arrested on federal sex trafficking charges. What did I say the day of the event? I said, I bet it comes out. It's because he's going down for the pedo rings. And now, Jiminy Crickets. It's in the news. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. But since I mentioned it, let me show you this stuff. Overhead shot, please, for TV viewers. Radio listeners can pull all this up. Literally shocking data. April payrolls missed huge. 266,000 K jobs added below expectations of 1 million. And Biden's off explaining that he's going to save you from the lockdown they put in place. As Biden pushes trillions of stimulus, employers struggle to lure people back to work. Yeah, it's called free money. No one wants to work, so it creates scarcity and inflation. Printing money creates inflation, but if there's a glut of goods, you can hold it off some. When there's a shortage and money printing, it's called perfect storm, and the globalists did it on purpose. How trillions of newly printed money created a labor shortage. Who's hiring and who's firing? Golden age for waiters and card dealers. Everybody's literally playing cards as the Titanic sinks. Not me. I'm already in the lifeboat. The Fed embraces its inner Zimbabwean. Socialism, payroll numbers collapse as Americans paid to sit home and watch TV. Corn prices touch 8-year high as Albert Edwards worries about food inflation. One bank warns of soaring food prices. Global index, 76% increase by end of summer in already made purchases. Worldwide Bloomberg Agri Index. How Costco is masking a 14% price in food with shrinkflation. By just giving you less but more air in the packaging and injecting water into the beef and chicken. Fed official says inflation will be temporary. Yeah, like death. Like the toilet paper shortage last year. Yeah, right, sure. It's all there, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness. What a big deal. What a problem. It makes me have an anxiety attack. I mean, again, I'm not somebody that has anxiety attacks. I can give a speech to 10,000 people. I'd be about to get in a fight. I feel great. My heart even hardly speeds up. But right now, my heart's going pitter-patter, pitter-patter. And I'm having an anxiety attack because I want to stop this. It's like knowing a kid's tied to the railroad tracks, your kid, but you're chained up yourself down the road in the basement. You can't get there and save your kid. We are all going over the edge of a cliff right now. We're in that magic moment, but you know the public's not going to wake up, and you know the globalists are going to keep pushing. And so we're going over the waterfall, ladies and gentlemen. Niagara Falls, right into the mouth of Satan. And I guess we kind of deserve it. We've gotten soft. We've gotten stupid. We've gotten dishonorable. It turned into just a bunch of trash, myself included at certain levels. And so nature abhors a vacuum. Out goes the good. In comes the bad, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, take that report I did yesterday. I was rewatching that last night, where tens of thousands of children were placed with pedophiles. That's industrial level in Germany, knowingly to destroy the family. And now the same groups are in Canada taking foster children and giving them to these weirdos that call it sex changes. You're not going to have sex with your kids. They're going to cut their genitals off. And it's liberal and loving and trendy because you don't want the gay community to attack you if you're against chopping little boys' genitals off. I mean, this is just like a psycho movie on PCP and 14 hits of acid. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.